Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, welcome to 2024. It is Monday, January the 1st, 2024. Honestly, never thought I'd see the day. If you'd asked me this back in the 80s or early 90s, I'd have said, no, we'll never see 2024. We'll be in heaven by then. The Lord will have returned by then. But he hasn't come back yet. Oh, it's close. It's closer today than it was yesterday. Closer now this year than it was last year. But here we are in a brand new year. I love the new year. I love a fresh, clean start, a fresh slate, and make the resolutions. In fact, usually with every new year comes change, and certainly changes will be in store in 2024. Hope you ended the year well. Hope you ended with being in church yesterday. We had a wonderful, wonderful day here at Bible Baptist Church, and then our New Year's Eve gathering last night, and right around 100 people, I think, were here, and just amazing, just a wonderful time, and prayed the New Year in together at midnight, and now we're ready to go for 2024. Looking forward to it. But you know, I got to thinking about that thing about change. You know, no generation has experienced as much change as our generation has. We're just 100 years removed from an agricultural economy, an industrial economy. Now we are an information and services economy. Population has grown to now over 8 billion in the world. Inventions that we would not have imagined 40 years ago, from a fax machine to a microwave to cell phones to the computers to the watches to the self-driving cars, all kinds of changes that are taking place in our society. Sometimes you want to just, you feel like you're on that old-fashioned merry-go-round and say, let's just stop for a few minutes and let me off. Get stressed over all these changes and things, and now there's artificial intelligence, and you go up to the drive-thru and you don't talk to a person, you're talking to a machine who's having a conversation with you. Changes are happening, whether it's family, school, work, marriage, parents, children, home, car, church, politics, everywhere. Changes. And we classify those changes either good or bad. But we know this, change is inevitable. It's unstoppable. It's always a part of life. So the issue cannot be change, but my attitude toward the change. How do I handle the changes I face? In fact, change is at the very heart of Christianity. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold, old things are passed away, and all things are become new. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You see, God had a perfect world, and it was changed by sin. Man sinning against God. God's Son changed from heaven to earth and took upon flesh and dwelt among us. His Son, as our Savior, has changed people's lives. He's opened the eyes of the blind. He's opened the ears of the deaf. He's cured the lepers. Jesus changed us from death unto life. When we receive him, he begins to change us to be like him. And there's no drastic a change as when Jesus Christ comes into your life and changes you from the inside out. God is changing us. You see, we're to pursue good change. There's choices to make. We are to put off and put on. In fact, in the book of Colossians, chapter 3, Paul deals with this for these people, these Christians in the church at Colossae. He said, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry. said, for which thing's sake the wrath of God has come on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them, but now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing you've put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. That's Jesus. Verse 12, put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. See, there's a put-off and a put-on. And so we put off those works of the flesh, the anger, the wrath, the malice, the blasphemy. You see, we can't just say as Christians, now that you have Christ, you can't just say, well, that's just the way I am. That's just the way I am. No, no, no. Changes will take place, and they ought to take place, and they ought to purposefully take place. And we replace the old with the new, with the mercy and the kindness and the humility and the long-suffering and the forbearance and the forgiveness and grace. Charity covers it all. And it's not easy. The older we get, the more resistant we are to change. We get set in our ways. There's some truth to that, my friend. And that's not good. That's not spiritual. We can't be resistant to change. Listen, I'll mess this fellow's name up, but it's Mirhan Karamanasiri. He was expelled from Iran in 1988. He flew to Paris and was refused entry by the French government. He then flew to London, but he could not deplane there either. So he went back to France, and no passport papers. He was a man without a country. He lived in the Paris airport for 11 years, washed in the public restroom, received handouts from airport employees. He would write each day in a diary. He lived in Terminal 1. In September of 1999, the French government finally granted him an international travel card and residency permit. He tucked the papers away, returned to his table and chair, and sat down to write in his diary. He was free to go anywhere, free to travel anywhere, but he decided to stay in Terminal 1. Oh, listen, don't refuse to change. Don't stay stuck in Terminal 1 in 2024. Don't stay stuck in that habitual sin. Don't stay stuck with that rotten attitude. Don't stay stuck in that wrong relationship. Don't stay stuck in your destructive ways. Don't blame others. Don't refuse to change. Let God change you. Changes. Choices. He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, Philippians 1:6. So let me give you some practical things to help you with changes in 2024. Number one, God is working in every Christian to change us for our good and His glory. God is working in every Christian to change us for our good and for His glory. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 3 and 8, verse 18, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. God is working on you and me. God at work. Sometimes you'll see a sign along the highway saying, men at work. There ought to be a sign on each of our foreheads that says, God's at work. And it may be easy change in some cases. It may be hard change in other cases. But God never gives up. He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Christ. See, the Spirit of the Lord changing me as I look with open face into the glass, that's the Word of God. As I look into the Word of God, He changes me. The Bible isn't written for your information, my friend. It's written for your transformation. This book will change you. And so be in the Bible in 2024. Make it a habit every day. We'll spend time with God and allow God to change me into His image. That is for our good and for His glory. The second thing I'll give you is God is changing us to be like Jesus. He's transforming us to be like Christ. We all like Romans 8 and verse 28, where the Bible says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose." But verse 29 says this, "For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren." God has predestinated you, not for heaven or hell, but to be conformed to the image of His Son. And so all those things that work together are working together, not as we like, not as we would see it, but as God likes and as God sees it, because He's using all those things for good. What is good? That we be more like Jesus. That's the purpose. Those who are called according to His purpose. And the purpose is that we would be like Jesus. Oh, to be like Thee. Oh, to be like Thee, precious Redeemer, pure as Thou art. Come in Thy sweetness. Come in Thy fullness. Stamp Thine own image deep on my heart. Change. What a change can take place. In fact, I'm thinking of Acts chapter 5, and beginning in, Acts 5, beginning in verse number 34. "Then stood up one in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had reputation among all the people, commanded the apostles to put forth a little space. And he said, 'You men of Israel, take heed yourselves what ye intend to do is touching these men.' And he talks about in the days rose up Thaddeus, boasting himself to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was slain. And all, as many as obeyed him, were scattered and brought to naught. After this rose up Judas of Galilee, and he drew away much people after him. He also perished, and all, as many as obeyed him, were dispersed. And now I say unto you, refrain from these men, let them alone. If this counsel work be of men, it'll come to naught. But if it be of God, you can't overthrow it, lest haply you be found even to fight against God." In other words, if this change is of man, it's going to come to nothing anyway. But if the change is of God, it cannot be stopped. You understand? It's futile to fight against God. Change is inevitable. Change is hard. Change is good. Change is trusting God to work in you and through you in 2024. "He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Christ." And that includes 2024. Let him change us into the image of Christ in the coming year. Let's put off what needs to put off. Let's put on what we need to put on. Let's ask God to continue to work on us and in us in 2024. Bring about the change that He wants to see, that we'd be more like Christ. Well, and enjoy your New Year's Day. And I will look forward to being with you again for our broadcast tomorrow, where I want to talk to you about the essentials of success. Success in 2024. Let's share that tomorrow, all right? And thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. Have a great day. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.